fisheries are cyclical. You know, they'll go up and down, particularly salmon. You know, there's long-term cycles that fish go through, and, you know, some years are really good for salmon, some are not so good. Late 90s and early part of this decade, you know, we had some really big returns come back for Chinook, and so we had some pretty big harvests until, about 2006, and then it dropped off a little bit there. I think we're, you know, it's hard to say where we are now with a lot of environmental issues going on, but, things are cyclical and they go up and down. One big change that I have noticed during my tenure, is that when I first got on, there really was a real lack of trust and cooperation between the commercial fleets and the department. And that really has seemed to change. And I know that we get along with the fleets very well now. Information flow is very good. A lot of cooperation there. I think that, the salmon fleets, all fleets are very highly educated in the necessity for conservation, and they really understand what this is all about. And I think that trust level is much higher now than it was when I first came on.
Is that just familiarity, people in the department who've been around a long time and the fleet participants who've been around a long time? Or?
Well, there's that. I credit a lot of that to the implementation of the Pacific Salmon Treaty, even though there weren't all positives that definitely came out of that treaty. What we do when we're negotiating and any time we go to these treaty meetings is we are together with the fishermen, and we act as technical advisors, and actually the majority of the decisions, internal decisions, are essentially determined by the fishermen. And I think that sitting in these meetings, that both sides have learned that the other side isn't out to get them, you know, that we're all on the same side. And I think that was probably one of the big changes in there, that they finally saw that we weren't out to take fish away from them. In fact, you know, we sit in these meetings and we're you know, pushing the envelope as much as we can to ensure that we get adequate fish, or fish that we should be harvesting in Southeast Alaska.
What do you see in your crystal ball for the next treaty agreement, which you won't be taking part in?
Boy, you know, I don't even really want to guess on that one. Okay. You know, I think that, you know, we have some big issues may really dictate what that looks like. Things, it depends on where we go with climate change, ocean acidification, and that sort of thing. In the long run, what happens there, and that will play a big part in any future negotiations, I'm sure.
I mean, there have been positive signs along the Pacific West Coast in terms of those fisheries rebounding a little bit.
Yeah, they've this year, I think we're looking at some, you know, big returns on the Columbia. We haven't really seen much on some of the coastal systems in the Pacific Northwest or Canada. The Stikine and the Taku rivers are, you know, don't have really big returns this year, but I think we're going to see some. My guess is we're going to see those systems rebound and start coming back again, just based on what our escapements have been and looking at ocean conditions as they exist up here now. Unfortunately, we're going into a fairly strong El Nino right now, and El Ninos are usually not very good on Pacific Northwest stocks, but they're they tend to benefit our stocks up here. I think one thing I'd like to say here too, in passing, is that best part of this job, I think, for me really has been working with the fleets. I mean, this is where the rubber meets the road, and basically none of us would be working in these jobs if there weren't people out there fishing and catching these fish and shellfish. And it really pleases me to see the how well educated our fleets are up here, and really basically how much they trust us to make good decisions on conservation. And it's kind of nice, you know, when occasionally you have a fisherman that actually questions your decision to extend a fishery or not to close it, because maybe what they're seeing doesn't necessarily jive with what we're seeing. And it actually pleases me when I hear something like that, that I know that that there are people that are very concerned about what is going on with our resources out there that are also the prime utilizers of those resources. So that's a very, very positive thing.